May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we just don't get it, just as the disciples did not get it. They were confused about that cryptic message that their teacher had just given them. The Son of Man is to be destroyed, to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. Jesus, being the great teacher, knows that they just did not understand these concepts. Who is the Son of Man? Who would betray him? And how could he raise again 3 days later? In an effort to help them understand what he is teaching them, they slip away from the crowds where he could privately, without distractions, help them understand these very important concepts. None of them asked what this prophecy meant because they were afraid they might disappoint their teacher. When reading the gospel, I let my imagination go, and I imagine myself walking down a path in Galilee. Jesus is ahead of us, and I'm walking with the disciples. I hear them whispering and arguing among themselves about who is the best disciple, who is the greatest, which one is the teacher's pet. They hear, but they do not comprehend. Not only did they misunderstand the prophecy of the Lord's death and resurrection, they misunderstood what it meant to be a follower of Jesus. They think that as Jesus' disciples, the chosen 12, there is an opportunity for privilege, power, and position. Are we that much different than them? I imagine the disciples are like precocious children, bickering amongst themselves. Jesus likes me better. No, Jesus likes me better. Jesus, knowing what's in their hearts, stopped by a house, sat underneath a large shade tree, and said, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all, and servants to all." The disciples didn't get this concept either. How could I be first and be last at the same time? God the Son is trying to explain to them that this is, he's trying to explain it to them as simply as possible. Jesus tugs on his beard and then gives them even a simpler concept. Jesus says, "Aha, I'll use a visual aid. This will help them." So he looks out and finds some children playing, kicking a ball around, and he calls one of them over. Then he says, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Still blank looks on their face. Jesus must be getting tired of trying to make them understand. Christ tells the apostles that if they want to be the best person they could be, they would have to put their needs and desires of others before their own. In addition, the only way to know God the Father is by knowing God the Son. The only way of knowing God the Son is by knowing children and those in need. Luckily for us, this message is about the first being last. It's not about moving to the back of the line. It's letting someone go before you, just as Jesus would have done. We all know how to do this. When someone comes over to our house for dinner, we serve them first. Mothers and fathers gladly make sacrifices for their children. Soldiers and police put their lives on the line every day to protect us. It's a simple doctrine that we love our neighbor as we would love ourselves. We are called to be servants to those in need by our baptismal covenant. God the Son gave up his divine privileges to become a servant. He put the needs of the world before his own. He suffered on the cross so we could be saved. The lesson is the same for us today. There are hundreds of brothers and sisters without food, shelter, and no one to befriend them. The gospel tells us that when we put others' needs before ours, before the less fortunate, we are distancing ourselves from Christ. We need to get involved. We need to feed the hungry, house the homeless, and befriend the lonely. These are the tasks that bring us closer to God. There are many ways to be a servant and Holy Comforter. The pastoral and outreach work touches so many. Caritas is an example of putting others' needs before yourself. Okay, I will admit that that's a shameless plug for Caritas. But this December, we will be hosting about 30 guests in that very busy time before Christmas, when we are all running around looking to find the largest turkey, the perfect tree, or that special gift. Join us in taking care of the less fortunate of our community. There are so many ways to put our guests before your needs. Greatness is measured by what you do for others. In summary, all of the witty sermons, all of the beautiful stained glass, all of the vestments, all of the wonderful music, or a $5 collar is not what God is looking for. God wants us to serve the abandoned and the people in need just as He would. He said that the most important thing to think of others first and ourselves last. If you want to be great in God's sight, we should seek to be servants rather than to be served. Dear Jesus, help us to remember that to be the greatest, we must be willing to be last. Amen.